Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are here from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. I say that, and it's usually true. Free Fire Radio runs, and I'm usually here, and Linda's here mostly. But on Thursdays, it's Trish Clark.
Exactly.
Always here. Good morning, everybody. It is the 20... That's not right. It's totally not right.
The
30th.
It's totally not right. What happened here on my... who's played with the... I don't know. It says here it's the 21st of September.
Wow.
I'm not going to go through this again. I'm not doing 3 months. More of 2021.
No.
Okay.
No, okay.
We know it's the 30th of December.
Yes, it is.
7:06 in the morning. At least that's kind of right. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here.
Oh.
Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Got to say hello to Jared because Jared gets his feelings hurt. Trish, you are off the air. You are off because he just won't turn your mic on. So we keep Jared happy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah. 34 degrees in downtown Ready. We're looking for a high today of 47 and a low of 30. Frost likely this evening. Friday, frost and then sunny, a high of 48 and a low of 29. On New Year's Day, frosty and then sunny. Saturday night, frost, a high of 51, a low of 29. It's going to be a cool time. Not any rain forecast until Sunday. And then we're looking at a low of 35 and a high of 48. It's going to be rainy on Sunday. And on Monday, rain again, a high of 48 and a low of 41. So it's not going to change much. Just kind of just stay cloudy and rainy. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're veteran and serve senior discounts. They're owned, locally owned, and they give them a call at 365-3793. And I just
you want to start
that.
Again on that one?
No, yeah. They're okay. They're a great business down in Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. You know, I am still, I don't know what's going on this morning.
Well, I'm not awake yet. I have to tell you that. I had a hard time waking up this morning. It was just not happening.
Okay. So, I've got the road conditions, maybe. In Northern California, nothing going on. They do not have the roads closed on I-5 heading north. But it would be silly. It would be foolish if you're heading north not to have chains with you or a vehicle, four-wheel drive vehicle equipped with snow tires.
Yeah.
It would be foolish. We're going to head north at some point this weekend. And I have chains. I've never used chains on my four-wheel drive truck. And I've used four-wheel drive going from here to Reno and back during some tough weather. But I'm bringing chains. But it's been a while since I put chains on.
I was going to say,
I'm going to let Jared ride in the back.
Several years.
I'm bringing Jared to ride in the back seat.
Yeah.
And Jared, have you ever put chains on?
One time.
Okay. Well, so between us, we put chains on, and all the years, how long have you been driving? I've been driving for 60 years, let's say. That's not true. Let's say 55 years. And you've been driving for how long?
20 years.
20 years. So that's 73 years or 70 years of driving experience. And we put on chains twice between us. How many times have you put them on?
Oh, I've put them on way more than that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because I was born and raised when we went
yeah.
skiing.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, we had a chain up. But we had that down to a fine science. I mean, if you know what you're doing with chains, you just lay them down, drive on them, hook them up, and go.
You know what? It's not impossible to do. And
yeah.
I brought extra bungees. I brought everything ready for it.
Yeah.
But I went down to my tire place, NorCal Tire, and I brought, I drug out my chains that I've had for years, well, 14 years now, and used. I haven't even used them here. And is this going to fit my tires? He looks at my tires. He looks at the chains. He looks at the tires again. He goes, yeah, right here. No tires are required from Viola to 7.7 miles west of Old Station. From Old Station west, chains are required from Bullguard Ranger Station to the junction of SR 36, about what it's been. And if you're on 299, find an alternate route. I mean, that's essentially what it says. They're required on all vehicles except vehicles with snow tires from 3 miles east of Douglas City to 11 miles east of Douglas City, Cedar Flat. Be prepared because they're working on the road. I don't see how they're doing that, but that's what it says. Before you go anywhere, go to Caltrans and go to their, and it says roads, dot ca.gov. And you can put down any road there, and it'll tell you. If you're heading up to, like, El Tourist or anything, if you're planning on going to Cedarville, make sure you got chains if you're going up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
And it's all brought to you by all the road conditions, the weather, everything is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
There we are. Good people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't see. I wonder about 18-wheelers, the trucks you see. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to somebody that drives up to McLeod area on a regular basis, someplace up there. And he says what's happened is, you know, that the trucks start to skid. And because the drivers have not driven in snow before, they just haven't. So, yeah. But then when they chain up, of course, the tractor that pulls it. But do they chain up the trailer?
I don't know. I've never thought about that.
To help it, you know, for traction.
Because they get sideways in the road.
It's the trailer that gets sideways.
Yeah.
So it seems to me they'd have to. Chain up most of the tires. Do we have any truck drivers out there?
They should give a call and tell us how much it is.
605-4567, you know, because I think they do, you know, because you always see chains hanging down from trucks. So, what's the worst snowstorm or time you've been on the road that you can remember?
Oh, I think the worst stands out in my mind. We were coming from California. We're going to Idaho. Actually, we're going back for my mother's funeral. And we got right around Elko Wells.
Uh-huh.
And God, you couldn't see the road. You could see, I mean, it was sleet and snow and the roads were not plowed good because it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were in my full size Chevy van. We had my mother in the back in the casket. So we had plenty of weight.
In a casket.
Yeah.
Oh my God! This is almost starting to sound like vacation here. National Lampoon's Vacation.
If you've ever tried to, that's a great story actually. Because when I started the whole process of transporting the body from Redding, California,
yeah,
to Twin Falls, Idaho, it was a nightmare. I mean, she was going to get, you know, starring miles. She could have flown forever. She'd have so many miles in that coffin.
Yeah.
And I just finally said, well, you know, this just makes no sense. I'm not doing this. I have a full-size van.
Yes.
I'm going to get in and I'm going to drive to there for the funeral.
Yeah.
Why can't we just take the... Well, after I got through the chagrin from my
your family.
15-year-old son going, oh, mother, and the whole thing. But anyway, we got in that storm. It was... And we did fine until then. And it was... Actually, I can tell good stories about that because I had a lot of fun with that all the way up there. Well, you got to have a sense of humor.
Well, no, you do, because you're moving mom back to where she wants to be, you know, laid to rest. And it's going to cost you trillions of dollars to fly her there. So, I mean, it's not like they have transports for coffins, I think.
Yeah.
So why not put her in the van? I mean, you love her, and you're giving, you know what, to me, I think that's kind of cool.
Actually, yeah. And it was fine, except, I mean, I would, because I knew that, my son was a little creepy about it, and then I picked up my niece in Reno, and she was not getting in that car, and she was really creepy about it, and then I played into it a lot, as we'd, oh, yeah. You know, we'd pull into
Did
a drive-in to get something to eat, yep. I'd say, you see what Grandma wants? Oh. Mom!
That's cruel, but funny.
I kept it going, and yeah. And then we stopped at a that's a great story. We stopped at a rest stop, and decided to go into the restroom. And I said, Bob, did you lock the van? And he said, Yeah, no, I don't think I did. That'd be bad, huh? So he went back because we got to thinking about the movie Vacation and yeah. all of it. But anyway, yeah. But so back to the snowstorm. The best part of that story is I don't know whether you know, but Coke. If you get a windshield
yeah.
that's just totally done, and if you take a can of Coke and you pour it over that windshield, it'll you clean right off, and it won't freeze, and it will clean right off good. Not to be confused with a can of 7-Up.
Oh, 7-Up so, doesn't do it.
No, so I said to Rick, reach into the ice chest and grab a can of Coke and get out and pour it on the windshield. So we could see where we're going, because we couldn't get the ice off of the yeah. windshield. So he gets out, and all of a sudden, I've got a sticky, climby mess out there. And it's just, and I said, Rick, what did you pour on the windshield? You said a can of soda. I said, it's a can of Coke. He said, oh, I used 7-Up. So then we had to pull off to the side of the road, and we had to get out and scrape and clean and water. Oh, it was a mess, but yeah.
You made it, though.
We made it. We got the body back, and everybody was happy.
This portion of the show brought to you by...
Didn't know we were going there this morning.
That's a better story. That's a better story than I have. I'm not going to tell my story now about pigs running down the road in the middle of a snowstorm, the main freeway. Is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larchford, right here in Reading. You know, this is where we buy our firearms, and there's a reason. Customer service. He's always got the guns that I'm looking for. He's got all the accessories, from optics to holsters to slings to everything you can imagine there. He's got guns on consignment from people that are selling firearms or maybe trading them in for they want some more. He has those on consignment, and he and those are in outstanding condition, too. And, again, the customer service, veterans get discounts. And John Bastiani is just one really fine gunsmith. All of this in one spot, plus CCW classes at 2539 Larchburg, right here in Reading. Give him a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back. 7:18 in the morning here on the 30th of December.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coach Master has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coach Master repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I found a picture of you. Oh, what hijacked my world at night? To a place in the past, we've been cast out of.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM here on the 30th of December, 7:22 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented community bank. It's got a local board of directors. It's a, run by one of the, by Jeff Fink, who's been in our community for most of his life. Three branches, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street, right down the street here in downtown Reading. Main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the new branch opening next month.
Yes.
In Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Yeah, Anderson, that's a big thing.
That's huge.
That's they've been around. I didn't realize they'd been around for 15 years, though.
I
just didn't realize that.
They've been around a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had their party here earlier this year.
Yes. The other great thing is happening down in Anderson right now. I just have to talk about it. Yesterday I went by the ice skating rink.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It's so fun.
Is it really ice?
It looks like ice. I don't think it is.
It's not ice.
I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's incredible. I mean, kids, they were kids all
around.
Are they on
ice skates?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But it's not
But
ice.
You rent.
Yeah.
I didn't stop and look. I've just driven by.
No, I understand.
But for all intents and purposes, they're having a great time ice skating, and you can see they shave.
But I've read someplace that it's not really ice. It's some kind of surface there.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not sure. I shouldn't even be saying that.
I don't know for sure.
That's why I thought you could have one in the middle of summer, maybe.
I don't think so. No.
Oh.
I have to check into that more, but I would just say that the music was playing and they got fire pits, you can warm up, and there was all kinds of action, people coming and going, and I guess you rent the skates for 45 minutes at a time, and which is probably about enough time. That's pretty strenuous to be, Anyway, it's good stuff.
You know, our news media are the epitome of honor and truth and justice. Here are some stories that they perhaps might have gotten wrong. In April of this year, Videos emerged of a police officer shooting a black teenager named Makia Bryant in Columbus, Ohio, after Bryant lunged at another girl with a knife. Various media outlets neglected to mention the fact that Bryant was wielding a knife at the time of the shooting, some even claiming that Bryant was unarmed. In the New York Times coverage of the incident, they included civil rights attorney's original claim that she was an unarmed girl. That quote was later corrected, even though the story still framed Bryant's knife as a police claim rather than it being observable from body cam footage. Well, they turned loose the body cam footage, and it turns out that, gosh, the policeman did everything to try and get her to drop the knife, and then she came. Then she was getting ready to stab this girl, and so he shot. Do you remember this one?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. You know, and the thing is, they always jump to the conclusions, and the sad part of that, any of these stories, Carl, that come out, the lie, the misstatement makes front page, top of the fold paper, you know, that's the headline. The correction falls someplace back in the center of the paper, and you don't talk about it much.
In the days prior to the Virginia gubernatorial election between Democrat McAuliffe and Republican Youngkin, a reporter for NBC posted a photo of five people dressed in white shirts and khakis while holding tiki torches standing in front of Youngkin's campaign bus. The image was meant to invoke comparisons, of course, to Unite the Right rallies in Charlottesville with white nationalist groups and the murder of a woman by a white supremacist.
Charlottesville, another
very
deceptive reporting of facts.
Of what Trump said. That
and
was
and what actually
thing.
Happened.
And what happened.
I mean, the whole basis of that whole...
The anti-Trump group, the Lincoln Project, later took credit for the stunt, attempting to emphasize Glenn Youngkin's failure to condemn white supremacy. It was a smear. And Youngkin went on to win big. And the Evermectin thing, where they were trying to say, you know, when they were you saying it was for a horse, you know, it was a horse treated for horses, Invectrin.
Oh, Invectrin. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Evermectin.
Evermectin. Yeah, I wasn't catching.
And
that.
Then they referred to it as a horse dewormer when Joe Rogan said he had used it, and then they had to back that one off because one of the major people in the Centers for Disease Control says no, the people use this. It's not just for horses. Yeah, you can use it for horses, but
you use penicillin for horses too.
Yeah, it's just it just goes on and on and on. Border agents using whips against people coming across the border. Including Joe Biden's. We will get to this. When there had been, even the guy who took the photo says, wait a minute, you just took this one photo. They weren't whipping people. But now there is a investigation going on of those Border Patrolmen who are using their horses and to keep, to try and hold the line at the river.
All right.
Don't do that. You can't do that. You can't protect our country. But the biggest one, I think, of course, was Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, that was incredible.
Every major media source had him guilty of murder. Had him guilty of murder. Everything you could possibly say about the 17-year-old was said. Much like they did with that young man at the in Washington, D.C., who settled with the New York Times and CNN for millions of dollars for defamation of character and all the other things they said. You know, he couldn't get into a college. You know, even when they found out that, hey, it was totally a false story, he still was refused admission into some universities because of that. Well, of course, Rittenhouse was the whole thing. He was a white supremacist. You name it, it was there. Had the trial, found not guilty on every charge. Every charge found not guilty of self-defense. One of the guys, in fact, that he shot had a gun pointing at him.
Oh, and even said so.
And said it.
And even
well,
said
he
it.
Had to, well, he had to say it because the defense was going to rip them if they didn't.
Well, did he actually shoot at you until before you raised your gun to him? No, he didn't.
Was there a round in the chamber? Yes. Why do you have a gun when you're not supposed to? You're a felon. Whoa. Back off there. Nobody, you know, they should arrest him.
Yeah. Oh, and there was a lot there that should have been. The interesting part of that is we're going to see next year how many people he goes after because he's starting the lawsuits. And I really hope he goes and collects from some real big names, not the least of which is the president. I mean, he has made statements that should not have been stated, and he hasn't pulled them back. So I'm thinking Rittenhouse is probably going to be set up fairly well as well.
I think it's going to happen. The other one is downplaying we got to take a break. When we come back, I think one of the things the media has really done is not held President Biden's feet to the fire at all on the things he said. And the latest he said was federal government can't control this virus.
Yep.
After more than a year, let me get in charge here.
We can do this. It's all of us.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. You know, you've got like today and tomorrow. There's a big sign out there that says, you know, anniversary sale. It is still going on. I assume that they still have jewelry in there because a lot of people love Four Winds Jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated. I'm all for, of course, small businesses that aren't part of chains.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, they have been around for close to 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open today and tomorrow from 9:30 to 4. Go on in there and see what a great selection of jewelry they have at a very fair price.
They're making deals.
Good deals.
Good deals.
We'll be right back. 7:32. It is 34 degrees and looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Chris Clark and Carl Bott. 7:36 in the morning here on the 30th of December. Quick and Clean Car Wash brings us this segment. Buy five car wash coupons and you get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Now, this is Quick and Clean Car Wash. They've got special soaps and waxes they use. It just makes your car come out absolutely fabulous. Great people working there, friendly all the time. They're located at Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. I really like taking my truck in there. Comes out looking new.
Yeah, they use,
well, as new as it can be with the way I drive.
They use soft cleaner.
Yeah, me too. They wipe it off.
They
you
use
know.
Soft cloths, and that's important because if you've got any rocks or dirt or, you know, debris on the car or anything, you use a soft cloth. You don't.
One of our listeners asked, what does KCNR stand for? Because KRCR stands for Redding, Chico, and Ripoff, I guess. KRCR. Yeah. Redding, Chico, and I think Red Bluff. And that's a good question. This station has been around for so long that I know the K, that's where your location is. You know, I think that's like west of the Mississippi or something.
Yeah.
You get a K. But a lot of them are FCC generated. But some stations can change that to, to what they want it to be. So maybe we should have a contest to see if KCNR should be K something.
Oh, I think that'd be a nightmare.
You're right.
Going through trying to change anything around that long.
You know what? FCC, believe it or not, is real easy to work with.
Really?
I've never had a problem working with the FCC. Mm-hmm. They call you back. You know, they may not answer if you leave your phone number. And a lot of times they call back the same day, the next day for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll spend as much time on the phone educating you, or if that's not something that, you know, that one person does, they get you to a person. But be late 1 minute for your licensing fees. It's like a 30%
like the DMV
add-on. Yeah, like it's like DMV. A 30% add-on, so don't be late on those things.
Yeah.
7:39 in the morning, and we were talking about the media. And by the way, we're running open line for the rest of the show. So 605-4567.
You got something that you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Now's your time. You get in there and get
local,
right in the middle of it.
State, national, jump in. Joe Biden ran on several things. One, fixing the economy. Well,
he sure has fixed that.
He ran on getting COVID under control and solving the problem. They kept pushing how many people had died under Trump, how it wasn't being run right, all these other things. And he said, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not in favor of mandates or anything. Some of the other things, I'm going to get us out of Afghanistan, which he did. We're going to save our environment. We're going to do all these things. And we're going to build back better. It just went on and on and on, the things he was going to do. We're at inflation. That's the highest we've been in what? Since 1970, maybe?
Yeah.
You've got the military, who just got a 2.6% raise, the largest they've had in years, is still making less money than they did last year because the rate of inflation's at over 6.
Yeah.
So they're actually getting less money because things are costing so much more.
Well, and that goes across the board, not only the military, but all government employees, everybody that got the 2.6.
Yeah.
Medicare went up 2.7, so.
Yeah, but everything is that much more expensive. And, you know, just examples of things that I hear from people, that things they bought for literally $50 last year, $105 this year.
Oh, yeah.
$105 and something cents. More than doubled. Everything from the cost of hay to milk and come January 1st, unless a judge puts a stay on this, the cost of pork will rise even more dramatically than it has already.
Three major distributors of pork products have already stated that they will not be shipping anything to the state of California until that law changes.
And they can't.
So, because you're not going to be able to get, you're not, absolutely, well, because they're not going to meet the demand.
Right.
And so you're simply not going to be able to get sausage, bacon, pork fillets, blah, 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 blah.
There's not a stay put on this. But the other thing, too, is that what we're talking about is the law that said pigs have to have so much space.
Right.
When you're raising hogs. Well, what that was going to do was it was going to cut back. If you're raising 1,000 hogs a year, you're going to have to bring that down to something like 800 hogs a year for this, because of space requirements. Plus the fact that the birthing pens for sows are there for a reason. And because sometimes they will crush the babies, not on purpose, but they just will.
Mm-hmm.
And so they keep the birthing pens like that so they can control that. Well, the extra room they want is for the hogs to be able to turn around and walk around and all this. I mean, I understand this. But the people making the law were not people that raise pork who want to ensure that their hogs stay healthy in all this. Anyway, but we made them, if they don't do this, then they cannot sell their products in California. They've had a few years to work it out. They haven't. And so now we all are going to pay for this.
And what you said, Carl, is that's the basic problem behind every law that we have. The people making the laws, as a general rule, have absolutely no idea of the consequences or the practice that goes into doing what it is they're passing the law about.
KBOT. What do you think?
KBOT?
KBOT instead of KCNR. KBOT.
Stands for?
Bot. You know, K.
B-O-T.
B-O-T.
K-bot. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Dolores?
Dolores, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for speaking about the media this morning. speaking about the media, I sent you some information late last night, and it was regarding the media. And I'm not sure if you went over that yet, but I sent
you some information. No, I haven't opened up my, I don't open up my emails till after after the show's over, when I have time to spend with them. So
okay.
I'll get to it after the show.
Okay. Well, you know, I hope you take a look at it, because it is about the media. And, you know, I'm every time I call in, it's always going to be almost about the same thing, what I went through in Shasta County here. and the media actually reported false information to the public when they actually said that I was convicted of felony voter fraud. That was false, and that destroyed my image. They basically slandered me because I actually reported a crime in Shasta Lake. Since when is it a crime to report a crime? So that's what they're using now. If you report a crime or you speak up, you have a right to report a crime. You have a right to speak up. Now they're coming after people for the same, in other words, to shut you down with that Penal Code Section 134, basically saying that you reported a false crime. So they're using that, and I saw that. I actually heard about that. They were doing that here in Shasta County again. That's why I started to get back in to get involved, because I see they're using the same code and the same, strategy to shut people down because they're speaking up and exposing corruption. And it's wrong for the media to lie. So I send you the information so you could take a look at it for yourself to see what I'm saying. And like I said, people don't know what happened here in Shasta County and why they did, they retaliate against me. You know, when you expose corruption,
okay,
they're going to come after you.
You know, Dolores, so you're certainly not the only one, because that's what I pointed out for years, is that the corruption we see and we hear broadcast about the federal government and the state government, it's right here in Shasta County, and it started in local jurisdictions. I'm glad to see that the local jurisdictions across the United States are starting to fight back, and certainly you can be a part of that.
Thank you, Dolores.
Oh, absolutely.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, with this new year starting out, are you sure that your retirement plans, your 401s, all your financial investments are where they have to be? Well, if you want a second opinion on that, why don't you give Judy a call? And her financial division will be more than happy to meet with you for a free review and evaluation to see if, the way things are going, maybe it looks like it's going to be in the future, do you have your money in the right spot? This and any of your insurance needs from Judy Maxwell's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Red State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the treatment that you deserve for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call at 262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can change your life. And if you're not getting the medical treatment you need, it will affect you maybe the rest of your life. Insurance companies and employers have attorneys. You need somebody that's going to work hard for you, and that's Patrick Gorman, former 101st Air Assault guy, a former policeman, and now he's an attorney, and he is a pit bull. Give him a call, 262-2168 today. That's 530-262-2168 today. Okay, let's go to the phones. As much as I'm wondering what this could possibly be. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Carl. I've got a number
I've got
of Trish topics
with, I've
to
got,
talk about.
I've got Trish. Trish is here.
Say what you said, man?
Trish is here.
Yes. Hi, Trish.
Good morning, Nick.
I wanted to bring to everybody's attention how the Redding City Council beat Mike DeQuisto out of his opportunity to be mayor. If you go to the first meeting or the first December meeting of 2020, you can see where Julie Winter proposed that he not be vice mayor, which was his turn. And then you go to the first December meeting of 2021, you can see how he got beat out of his chance to be mayor. He should be mayor right now. And you don't have to listen to the whole meeting. It's the first part of the meeting. And if you go to the last meeting that we just had, you can see me up there in public comment, commenting, confronting the city council about that. Now, you might not think that's a big deal, but the mayor sets the agenda. And it appears to me that the three women on the city council would not like the agenda that maybe Mike DeQuisto would put up there, some items that would go up there. And they pulled what I consider a, I don't know how to say it without using profanity.
Well, don't use profanity. And I understand what you're saying is that they felt, I think Julie Winter said he should not be the one that represents the face of Reading, which I find ridiculous. And I don't know. I'm not going to use the other words, but ridiculous. And but you're right. It's because the mayor sets the agendas.
Well,
yes,
but
you know what really got me this last time was, you know, their lineup was going to be Christian Schrader, who is the mayor now. She already had her turn, and in fact, she ran on curing homeless here in Reading, and her first year in 2015, there was a little over 500 homeless. In 2019, our city council sent a letter to Gavin Newsom wanting him to declare an emergency in Shasta County because we had 3,000 homeless. So I would say Christian failed in her mission and probably shouldn't have been reelected, in my opinion, because homelessness has only gotten worse. You can't pin that all on her, but she certainly hasn't made any ground on it. But Mike DeQuisto, he looks at things a little bit differently. He pointed out when Barry DeWalt, the city attorney, was going to, they proposed a $15,000 raise for him. Mike pointed out that, you know, Barry, I'm going to vote against this because you don't have to rent an office. You don't have to have secretaries. You don't have to have phone lines or copying machines. You're not even liable for bad decisions. Any attorney in town would love to have the salary and the protections that you have. I had never thought about that, but that makes a lot of sense. Mike, it seems to me that he does a lot better job of representing the citizens' interests, whereas I don't see the city councils doing that much anymore, and they certainly didn't want him in there.
Okay.
And I just think the city of Reading's citizens should be aware of that.
They really were when it was going on, but it's like everything else. It's been 10 minutes. Thanks, Nick. Happy New Year.
Oh, I hope so. You too. In fact, I hope the best day of 2021 is the worst day of 2022.
There you go. Okay. You were going to say something, Trish.
No, not a thing.
Not a thing.
I'm not, I would just say to you that all the votes you make when you're electing people make a difference. So if you have a feeling as a mass in the city of Reading that those three women are running the city in a direction that you don't want, if that is your opinion, you address that at the ballot box because the laws are very clear and the rules are very clear about how the mayor is selected, and it's by a majority of the city council. There isn't any...
No.
It doesn't say any place that you get to
happened,
be mayor.
And it's happened before.
It's happened before. It's happened with many people, not only at the city council, but on the board of supervisors.
That's right.
The other members of the board can take care of that, or the citizens can take care of it by the people they elect in the next election.
And I think Kristen Schrader is up for election this year, as is Mike DeQuisto.
Exactly.
I don't know if Mike's going to run again. I don't know if Kristen's going to run again.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, last time it was Mazzano got elected, and I think Julie Winters. Yeah. So there must be a third one in there. So Aaron.
Yeah, there was only two in the last one, so there should be three in this
so
one.
Yeah. If Aaron chooses to run, she may be going for another spot, like, say, Board of Supervisors.
Hmm.
It's a natural step. She lives in the first district. Joe's not running.
You know, I point out again, we've got three announced candidates in District 5. Given that these are open seats, that means that the incumbent is not going to be running again. It's very likely that by the time the filing period comes, you're going to have a number of candidates running for those positions.
I can say something right now, though.
What's that?
I will not be running. And if elected, I will not serve. I will.
I can say the same thing in District 5.
I will take the... I will let you pay me, though, and if you're doing nothing. Okay, I won't talk about that.
Okay. So we've got just a minute here.
Okay.
So I want to bring up one thing. I was down in Carmel over Christmas, and I came across a really strange law. We went into a shoe shop, and I was talking about, God, they had some gorgeous shoes, and we were having the conversation about the days when I wore 3-inch heels and loved them and had... At one time, I had over 100 pairs of 3-inch heels and purses to match and every color combination, and I loved them. I mean, that was my passion in life. And the person who was in the shoe store said, wow, couldn't wear them in Carmel. They're against the law. I said, say what? Well, anything over a 2-inch heel is, and there's a law in Carmel, it said. It says, and I'm kind of just going to read this to you, the quaintness of Carmel extends to its sidewalks, which can undulate and weave, creating a challenge depending on one's choice of footwear. Recognizing this, a Carmel law prohibits wearing shoes with heels over 2 inches in height. The law was put into place in the 1920s to protect the city from lawsuits arising from those uneven walkways that sometimes even have tree roots protruding. If you want to wear those spike heels, you can go to the city hall and you can get a permit to do so. And the handsome certificate is suitable for a frame of or an album. Isn't that an interesting fact?
It is. Okay. Hey, we're going to break from the news and we'll be right back.
Too much government, I think.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
And since New York City will ring in 2022 in Times Square as planned, despite record numbers of COVID infections in the city and around the country. De Blasio on NBC's Today Show saying he wants to show the world that the city is fighting our way through this. The National Health Service in England building temporary structures at hospitals around that country, preparing for a possible surge of COVID patients.
The UK reported a record 183,037 new coronavirus infections on Wednesday, 32% more than the previous day. While early data suggests Omicron is less likely to cause serious illness than earlier variants, public health officials think the sheer number of infections could lead hospitalizations and deaths to increase. The NHS has begun setting up surge hubs at 8 hospitals around England, each with the capacity to treat about 100 patients.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Airlines plagued by COVID-related staffing shortages have canceled more than 1,000 flights so far today. Jobless claims in the U.S. dropping to a 52-year low.
It's more evidence the job market remains strong as the economy recovers from last year's coronavirus recession. The Labor Department says unemployment claims dropped by 8,000 last week to 198,000. The 4-week average is the lowest since October 1969. The numbers suggest the fast-spreading Omicron variant has yet to trigger a wave of layoffs. Just over 1.7 million Americans were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended December 18th. That's down by 140,000 from the week before. Weekly claims have fallen steadily for most of the year. The unemployment rate has fallen to 4.2%, and employers are reluctant to let workers go at a time when it's so tough to find replacements. Jennifer King, Washington.
Wall Street adding to recent gains. Right now, the Dow is up 37 points, the Nasdaq 70 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat.
This Christmas, if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God's going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere now. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. He's pushed for a massive tax increase, and his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. Job Creators Network works hard to fight these attacks, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They will prepare you to be a leader for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now. That's joinjcn. They need you. America needs you.
The Indonesian Navy has towed a boat carrying 100 Rohingya refugees from Myanmar to Aceh Province.
At first, the Indonesian authorities refused to tow the boat ashore, planning instead to push it into Malaysian waters. However, the local fishermen organized protests demanding help for the refugees. Those calls were soon echoed by the United Nations Refugee Council and the human rights group Amnesty International, leading Indonesian officials to relent and allow the group to come on to dry land.
That's the BBC's Celia Hatton. Two former editors from a Hong Kong online pro-democracy news outlet have been charged with sedition and have been denied bail a day after the outlet said it would close following a police raid on its office and 7 arrests. National Security Police say they charged 2 men with conspiracy to publish seditious materials. According to local media reports, the two were editors at Stand News. Townhall.com. 6 days, not enough for jurors in the fraud trial of former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes.
Jurors won't resume deliberations until after the New Year's holiday weekend. They had been expected to return today, but a court filing after they left Wednesday disclosed they will be taking a break until Monday. There was no explanation for the pause. Holmes is facing 11 criminal charges, alleging she duped investors and patients by hailing her company's blood testing technology as a medical breakthrough, when in fact it was prone to wild errors. If convicted, she faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Mike Hempen.
Heads up, if you live in the South, forecasters are warning the region could be in for more severe weather, specifically in the form of powerful thunderstorms, possible right on through New Year's Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com here on the 30th of December. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Courage, compassion, and
Caring.
Thank you.
Just,
I mixed them up, you know, in my head, so it just stopped.
It's really hard
courage,
when you start.
Courage, compassion. What's the other thing?
Moving right along.
But
when you start a process and you stop in the middle sometimes.
It just goes away.
You just lose it completely, like I did with
Shasta Regional Medical Center, though. It is a great hospital. Healing starts here.
I'm going to see if I can do better with the news, the weather this time.
Well, let's see.
We'll see. So it's increased to 35 degrees. It's not going to warm up too much today. It's only going to be a high of 47, a low of 39, and we're looking for frost tonight on Friday. Frost and sunny, and Friday night frost again, a high of 48 and a low of 29. New Year's Day, a high of 51, a low of 29. Frosty, and you're going to have a everything coated when you first get up in the morning for the next few days. On Sunday, frosty, then partly sunny, a high of 47 and a low of 96, a low of 35. And rain Sunday night. And on Monday, rain, a high of 48 and a low of 41. So it's not going to get cool off much. It's interesting this time of year that the fluctuation in the weather is only a few degrees from night to morning. But it is going to be frosty out there, so be watching some of those young plants and what have you, and be careful you don't get frost on them. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A high wind advisory is in effect from Weed to Wairika on I-5. Travel is not recommended for campers, trailers, or permit loads. No chain requirements right now. However, if you are going north for this weekend, you might want to think about taking them with you. On 44, you need chains or snow tires from Viola to Old Station, and from Old Station to the Bogard Ranger Station and to the junction of SR 36. On 299, it is just too much here. But if you're going from Cedar Flat to Big Flat, give yourself a couple hours to do that.
Slow driving. And in all these weather conditions, remember to slow down.
Yep. And if you're going up toward Alturas, you're going to need snow tires on all four wheels, or chains are required from 4 miles west of Canby to Cedarville.
And anytime you're going north this time of year, I always like to remind people, you don't want to be driving in a car that you don't have blankets and water and those kind of things, because at any given moment, one of those trucks can sideswipe, and you can get stuck on those roads between here and the Oregon border for hours. So you really want to have a kind of a kit with you when you travel like that, that you've got your necessities.
When we travel, there's a go bag in the back with space blankets, ways of starting fires. I have shovels. I have
exactly.
I have axes. I have kitty litter to put underneath the tires if I need it.
Yeah.
I have a tarp. The if I have to get on the ground with the chains. I
know all of our vehicles have always had all that stuff.
All that
freeze dried food. The whole kind of first aid kit, all that stuff. A go bag, absolutely.
Go bag with everything.
Always
in
had it in every one of our vehicles.
Yep. Way to start a fire, water, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Stephanie Bridget just issued a press release, and what's happened is she's been on the show and talked about this, that the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation wanted to enact an increase of 50% credits to 66% credits for second strikers with serious and violent criminal histories. And she and 27 other elected district attorneys across California have been granted a temporary restraining order preventing that. And what this means is it allows for additional credits to be awarded to serious and violent felons, including credits that are not based upon completing any rehabilitation programs. If you are on a fire crew, you got extra credits on it.
Yeah.
But if you're just sitting in there and you've got it's your second time in prison.
You haven't killed anybody.
You haven't killed anybody, but you could have nonviolent felonies include domestic violence, rape of an unconscious person, human trafficking, and assault with a deadly weapon. So second strike refers to an inmate who was previously convicted of a serious or violent felony. That was supposed to take place, but now they've got this temporary restraining order to hold this thing off till this can be looked at again, because this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing.
We're letting too many violent people back out on the streets.
Yeah. And now you don't have to have done anything but sit in jail. You don't have to go through any programs. You don't have to do anything. And you can be released only serving one-third of your sentence.
Yep.
Something wrong here. Which leads us to what you're going to talk about, but let's take an early break.
Oh, okay.
And so we can talk about the new laws that are coming down in California that's going to be affecting all of us this year.
There's some interesting ones.
If you live a normal life or an active life, you are sure to have strains or sprains, or maybe you had an orthopedic injury. If that's the case, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. That's in the Sunset Shopping Center. And go down and see Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. They're there to get you back into action. A lot of experience here working with the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team, working with the Pro Football Combine, working with colleges and universities. They know what it's going to take to get you back into shape and get you back going for 2022. Give them a call at 533-5030 or stop by the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. That's 530-533-5030. We'll be right back.
Christian, you see, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves. He speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, and I think a lot of people are, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit thecityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And the money you save on this, you can buy that generator that you can put in the back of the car. So when you run out of electricity, you can just crank up that generator and get a new charge.
Yeah.
I'm being facetious. Sorry. Hey, bunch of new laws. You and I will take turns because I've got some you don't have, I think. Okay, let's start with you.
Well, okay, so we talked about the Bacon Law. That's going to be a big one because that was it actually passed in 2018. The first deadline already came in 2020. The hens had to be housed in minimum of 144 square inches per hen. That was a big deal, but not as big a deal.
Yeah.
Calves intended to be sold as veal have to be housed with a minimum of 43 square feet. The veal thing has always been a really contentious thing for people. What is it that they don't want to think about baby calves being slaughtered?
And you know what today is?
What?
Really?
What?
Today is National Bacon Day. I thought every day was Bacon Day, but National Bacon Day today, and we're talking about this. Thank you, California, for making bacon just double in price.
Well, and it's going to be crazy. I was talking to someone the other day that is in the market and buys this, and I think I mentioned that three major distributors will not be shipping.
Yeah.
So if you you got a hankering for pork, you need to be going to the store and buying now, it and putting it in the freezer because you're not going to be getting any.
I just cooked up 2 pounds of sausage last night, Italian spicy sausage and regular sausage,
mm-hmm.
and harvested from a wild boar.
And I think, you know.
Now, you know how much that cost?
The wild boar? Oh, yeah, for sure. We never that ever.
That cost. You know, I could have bought a lot of bacon for that. But it's different.
You don't ever try to figure out the price per pound of salmon when you go salmon fishing or deer when you go deer hunting or elk or boar.
Anything. Never.
Yeah, pheasant. Don't eat.
This is, I got this harvested, you know, yeah. I harvested yeah. this and,
don't
you know, now I'm able to
pound.
Eat what I harvested.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think about what it costs.
No, you just don't. No. That's not part of the equation.
But luckily I have good friends that allow me to hunt in areas, so I'm not paying that $800. And you know, if you already got the equipment, you know, for hunting,
yeah.
So I mean, you can probably, you know, then you can.
You're justifying, Carl.
Well,
you don't ever want to do that.
I'm not. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Okay.
And I am fortunate that I have good friends who, even though I am not hunting and fishing anymore like I used to, they still know how much I love it, and so I continue to say, "You got extra? You can always put it in my freezer.
Well,
I'm open to any of that because
well,
I love the wild game.
I have moose meat in my freezer. Thank you, Dan. I have halibut. Thank you, John.
There you
know,
go.
They go up there. They bring some over. I hand out my sausage to everybody because I have lots of it. And I'm going out again in January to hunt again. And hopefully,
donations are gratefully accepted.
Yeah,
always.
I'd be more than happy to drop a couple pounds off here. Now, Assembly Bill 1276 bans all single-use utensils from restaurants unless a patron asks for them. Supporters of the bill point to an estimated 4.9 million tons of food item waste that the U.S. produces each year. Critics, though, argue the law is a swipe at mom-and-pop establishments already struggling under the pandemic, saying they can give somebody, you know, the knife and fork. But they don't. You've got to ask for it now. Otherwise, you can get fined.
Well, they're not disposing of the knife and fork. They're washing them and...
Right, but if you have disposable ones, you know, for carryouts and all these things, they've got to ask for them.
Kind of like the straw deal.
Yes.
That went absolutely nowhere because people just said, are you kidding me? The paper straws fall apart in your mouth. People were buying metal straws.
Metal straws.
That went away, and now I kind of noticed that everybody's just kind of ignoring that law.
Okay.
Straws are pretty much available.
Your turn.
Okay. Cocktails to go. SB 389. They've decided that was such a hit. I love this. It's the hypocrisy of all of the drunk driving laws and everything we do, and we pull people over and we do all of these great things. And now they've decided that this cocktails to go, you can order a cocktail to go from a restaurant and take it out in your car. And they're gonna leave that bill in place. They put it in during the pandemic, and they've decided it was such a the restaurants loved it, and they made a lot of money off of it. And
you
so now
you can get a cocktail to go.
You can get a cocktail to go.
Will they put a? Do you have to ask for a straw? Oh no, you're not supposed to drink it though.
Well, there's of course not. There are many rules for how the alcohol is packaged and sold, which you can go into. But I just find the hypocrisy of that. Let's you know, arrest everybody and big signs on the side of the freeway that want to turn people in, turn in drunk drivers, and then pass a law that it's okay to sell a cocktail to go. I don't know.
Senate Bill 1383 will require California cities to compost green bin contents and separate organic refuse from other trash. It's the food. The goal is to keep food waste out of the landfills. Because they make methane. Beginning in 2024, the bill also allows fines to be levied against those who fail to keep food waste out of their trash cans. Now, we have green cans and gray cans and blue cans. One's for paper.
Have you had any idea?
I don't even know what they do with them.
Well, in this heat, do you have any idea how garbage is going to smell when you're taking everything that you normally put in a plastic bag to control it or putting down the garbage disposal? They're going to discourage garbage disposal use. They want you to keep all of the stuff, the garbage, excess food, banana, all that stuff. And they don't want you, they want you to put it in the green barrel with your yard refuse.
No,
and not, but you can't put it in plastic or contain it in any manner.
It just says.
So you're just going to throw.
That's not what it says. It says they want you to, they don't want nothing in the green bin contents except organic refuse.
Food.
No food. No food.
Oh, no. The food scraps goes in the green waste.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says the goal is to keep food waste out of the landfills.
That's exactly right. And so the green waste, they're composting.
Right.
So you used to put all that in your garbage, and it went into the landfill.
Right. But now.
You're not putting it in the garbage. Now you're going to put it in your green waste. But you're going to add that all.
That's just the opposite.
No.
Okay.
No,
during
I'm
break,
sure that.
During the break, read this, because I'm reading right what it says.
Okay.
Anyway, we're totally confused on this. So we're going to go back, and we'll research this a little bit more. But what it's saying, it wants to keep food out of your leaves.
No, it's saying they want to keep it out of the landfill.
Right.
The landfill is where garbage goes. The green waste.
They're using this as saying they want to separate organic refuse from other trash.
That's
organic,
right.
They're not counting food waste.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. Okay, moving
okay.
on. We agree to disagree.
All right. We're going to look at that and study it.
I just
during the break.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay. Okay, the next one, and this is kind of a touchy one, but I find it interesting. It's AB 367. The free menstrual products on campus. And so they require public schools to stock restrooms from grades 6 through 12 with an adequate supply of free products in all women's restrooms and all gender restrooms and in at least one men's restroom before the start of 22-23 school year. And that's the 6 through 12 in public schools and includes colleges.
Now, going back to your going back to your pork bill, you know, they've said recent studies have shown the law will likely not have a big effect, as big an effect on pork prices as previously thought. Some people thought they were going up 60%. A study from UC Davis estimated that the uncooked pork prices would rise by 8% only. Oh, gee, only 8%.
Well, I'm just
not sure that's true.
Well, okay? I'm pretty sure it's not true because I can tell you that over the last 4 months, the price of sausage has gone from, I mean, just the box that I buy for the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, which, by the way, is this Sunday. Everybody out there, get ready, come down, have breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, 8 to 11 this Sunday, first one in January. But the price of that product has gone from $23 one month to $33 the next month to $45 the last time I purchased it, and I haven't purchased it this month yet.
Okay.
So that's a bit more than 8%, I think.
I think it is. And
yeah.
I've talked to other people. They've seen the price of bacon double.
Explode. I mean, it's just going up and up and up.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, another one is ethnic studies. Starting with the graduating class of 24-25, students within the California State University system will be required to complete at least one 3-unit ethnic studies course. It doesn't increase the number of units a student is required to complete to graduate, so that means they're going to have to leave something else out. Maybe that'll be math or cursive writing or English or one of those
is that
things.
High, that's universities.
This is college.
Yeah, the universities. They should
California
already know
State
how to write.
University system.
They should already know how to write by then.
They should, but they don't because they've not been taught cursive.
Nope.
So, yeah.
But they don't teach cursive
so
writing.
So they're required to learn about the diverse history of California and Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American studies.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just, you know what? I can see that.
They, how about American history?
Well,
how about American history? They're not required to take that anymore.
Well, that's something at our local school boards. That's, you know what? We need to get a couple of school board people in here.
Yeah.
And say, and see exactly. Well, Tim Garmon's going to be on Monday morning. He's running for,
and he's
running
in recall. Yeah.
He's on the school board. And I really want to have, I really want to ask him about just what can a school board do? Because when I talked to Judy, Flores, who's overall in charge of all the schools, you know.
Superintendent of schools. Yeah,
she's the superintendent of all schools in Shasta County. When I ask her about something specific, she says that is up to that district superintendent. They are the ones that really set the agenda. I mean, so it'll be interesting to talk to Tim Garmon and ask him. I'm really interested to see just how much can a local school board do?
Well, and I will say I'd be very interested in that because I served on a school board for a period of about 7 years, way back. And I quite frankly found that local school boards and superintendent of schools at the county level in the state of California have very little control over anything. Well, everything is guided by the state and federal government to too far an extent.
When people ask me, are you ever going to run for an elected office? And I say, no, I may run for a school board.
Very frustrating.
Well, then maybe I won't. Janice, good morning. What do you have?
Good morning. I just wanted to comment about this disposable for our food trash.
Yeah.
St. Paul, Minnesota, they have special units with air. If you go to compost, what's the point in throwing that garbage if you're not going to compost it in the proper way? It can't sit around in 100-degree heat and just ferment. And I think you even put some kind of lye or something in there to break it down. This is ridiculous.
I think you're right. I'm looking it up right now just so I can get further clarification on this, because both of us are arguing violently about maybe the same thing.
Someone called in.
Compost then can be used to go on gardens and on lawns.
But see, do you put your food waste in that? You put coffee grounds.
And no fat. It's usually no fat or dairy.
Okay.
Someone called in and said that, yes, Trish was correct. The food is supposed to go into the green waste bin.
Gotcha.
Well, that's who do we know who that is? that could be Trish's grandson.
I just looked it up, and
is that what it says?
It says they want to use it for compost. It says it's going to be used compost or used to create biogas.
You're right, Janice. We're going to put our food waste
in our green cans.
Yeah, whoa.
But there should be air so that you're going to get the rats coming around.
Oh, it's going to be a mess.
Well, but it gets dumped every week, but then it goes out into the landfill.
Okay.
Now, but see, don't they cover that up with dirt to make it? So it will compost.
They will be, but you've got a whole week. I'm just going to tell you, you haven't lived until you have fish for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
And you take the remains of that, which usually you wrapped in tin foil and you keep, I would even keep it refrigerated all week until I threw it in the garbage. Because it stinks up your garbage can in this 110-degree heat. Throw that on your grass clippings and then walk by your garbage in a day.
Okay, Janice and other caller.
Thank you,
Janice. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, hon. You know what? Okay. I'll take a step back, and we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You don't have to worry about that at River Commons Senior Living. No. One of the other things you don't have to worry about is composting trash. It is the premier retirement community in Northern California. Beautiful accommodations. They are pet friendly. They have a gourmet chef. They have transportation if you choose to use it, or activities if you choose to engage in these activities. So many great things about River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 for a tour and probably have lunch there and see why River Commons Senior Living, the people there worry less and smile more. I can understand that. We'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9. or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This is our last time together this year.
I know.
You going to be back next week?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we'll start off the new year.
Okay.
We've got more laws. I just read one. I'm going to read it to everybody.
Okay.
And but this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know what? They just received an A rating, the highest rating you can get. From Leapfrog organization that takes all the statistics from all the hospitals in the United States and grades them on safety, lack of complications during surgery, all these different things, cleanliness, all these. And Shasta Regional Medical Center got an A rating. It's the only hospital in the area that got an A rating, by the way. It is... Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing in a training for residents next year. Not this year, but next year in 2023. 24 residents are going to be in here, but they're getting it all. They may start a little bit early. They're getting it all, you know, set. They have so many different things that are just they're right on the edge, of what's going on with medical technology. So, Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Okay.
Okay, AB 1040, 1084.
Okay.
Gender-neutral toy sections.
Yeah.
Large department stores will have to provide a gender-neutral toy aisle in 2022. Some critics say the government should not dictate how stores lay out their sections, while others say it's combating how some products marketed towards girls are priced higher. Advocates say it will encourage kids to freely express themselves, and with toys separated by gender, it makes it more difficult for consumers to compare products.
What about
The fines for stores that do not comply start at $250 and go up to $500 for each offense.
Now, this only applies to retailers with more than 500 employees.
Right.
However, what's a gender-neutral toy section, I guess, would be things like blocks and...
Well...
It can be anything.
It can...
For kids, young kids...
How do you do that? For young kids...
You get them all the same... Okay,
I guess dolls...
Dolls?
Or girls, but that's not necessarily true because we've had Ken dolls and Batman and those, the guys like those. Cars and trucks, they've always kind of been considered male toys. But little girls, Barbie has a van. So, they need to get over themselves. And this is what our legislature spending their time on.
Well, here's
this is
one,
insane.
Here's one that's just, Assembly Bill 453 criminalizes stealthing or non-consensual condom removal during sex.
Yeah. Okay.
So does that mean then if that happens that you can put a charge against somebody? And you have to prove, I would imagine, that they did it on purpose.
Yeah. And again, a great use of our legislature's time. Yeah. And I wonder how many meetings they had discussing the importance of this. And, it's like the same.
Your turn.
Your turn. Okay.
Moving right along.
Street racing, AB3, street racing and sideshows. This new law defines a sideshow in California and outlines penalties for a related offense. They define it as an event in which two or more persons block or impede traffic on a highway for the purpose of performing motor vehicle stunts, motor vehicle exhibition of speed, or reckless driving for spectators.
Oh. I don't see that happening on the freeways, but maybe it does. All voters will receive a ballot in the mail, Assembly Bill 37. And you see, so everybody's going to get it. And reform how the law enforcement can respond to protests, preventing the use of rubber bullets, tear gas, and other chemical agents unless required to defend against a threat to life or serious bodily injury to any individual. That's going to be interesting. So you can't use gas then to control crowds that are throwing, I guess you could say if they're throwing rocks, then your life's in danger or you're going to be injured.
Yeah.
But,
But you can't use the police reform law.
It's just another way of going after the cops.
Well, there you go. And Governor Newsom signed multiple police reform laws into law, including not allowing police to use rubber bullets or tear gas, blah, blah, blah. Another bill aims to stop officers from transferring to other departments once they've been found to have committed serious misconduct.
I can understand
and,
that.
And that one, I would
understand.
Say that.
I can go with that one. And, and they go into a database. Like, say, you fire somebody here for malfeasance or, violence or, things like this. And there's been obviously a steady stream because with the union, the union's going to stand up for somebody. But if they've got enough cases, and we have had officers in both the Redding Police Department and the Shasta County Sheriff be fired. You don't hear about it. But they are, they have taken out of their ranks a variety of individuals that just aren't the best face in the best law enforcement. So, you put it down in a database so they just don't go down to Colusa County
and come right in and start doing the same thing. It's like any other profession. There are good and there are bad. And once they are, it's established that you got a bad cop, we need to get them out of the system. If that happens. A few bills, including decriminalizing jaywalking and allowing bicyclists to roll through stop signs, were actually vetoed by the governor.
You're kidding.
I didn't know he could do that.
Jaywalking.
I mean,
Well,
know
you know
he
what
vetoed
jaywalking was, decriminalize it, because police will pick up people that are walking across, and find many things going on with that. If you roll through a stop sign as a bike, but he vetoed that.
He vetoed that.
Well, and then you wonder why people get hit on bikes.
Yeah.
Oh, the one about riding with a helmet if you're riding horses.
Yeah, okay. And that one only applies to children. It requires anyone under 18 years old who rides an equestrian animal, horses, mules, and donkeys on a paved highway to wear a properly fitted and fastened helmet. this legislation is intended to.
Those are under 18.
Under 18. However, I will remind you that the helmet law in the state of California started with under 18 as well.
For what?
For wearing a helmet when you ride a motorcycle.
Well.
And then it progressed to everybody.
Yeah.
So you and Linda can just be picking out your helmets for a couple of years from now.
I did endurance rides. I was doing 50-mile rides up in, you know, harsh country. And the first one, the very first one I went on, I didn't wear a helmet. I just wore a baseball cap. And then coming around a corner up in on a ride up in Bridgeport, there was a guy laying on the ground, and the other fellow was trying, and he just got blood all over his head and face. And the guy that was riding with him says, "Watch out!" And I looked up, and it was just looked like a, you know, like just some, you know, like a leafy branch. Well, it wasn't. That's the one that hit him in the head and split his head wide open. So I ducked under it, but it got me on the back. And the next race, my partner and I reach riding with helmets because, and I tell you what, after several of those races, those things have been banged up.
Well, and let me tell you, see, that's the better part of discretion. You did it because it made sense for what the kind of riding you were doing.
Yeah.
But to be forced as you're taking a Sunday afternoon through the, you know, kind of just going along to have to wear a helmet all the time you're on your motorcycle doesn't make any sense.
But the last part is that's if you're going along roadways, right?
Yeah.
And at night, it says also in that law that you have to wear a reflective device if you're riding along roadways
at any
night. At any age.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know,
it's
like a bicycle.
To do that too,
just like
but
a
they
bicycle.
Don't.
And people ride their horses everywhere.
Yeah.
And now the other thing is when Linda's taking lessons, her instructor requires a helmet. And when I take out our horse out on the trail, especially in the first few times, I wear a helmet because I think she's a good horse. But a horse is a horse.
But that's
of course,
a choice.
Of course. Yeah, but that's my choice.
Choice. And that's, I think, why we don't need these laws. We need people to be responsible. And if you, I mean, when you're going on long hauls and you're doing racing and all those things up in the mountains, helmet's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just around, you know.
Well, everybody, you know, it's like riding a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You're going to go down at some point, maybe more than once.
Yeah.
Same thing with a horse. You're going to go off that horse. So, but you're right. If you think you can get by without it, okay. Hey, Richard, if you hang on during the break, we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It is not too late to get your last haircut of the year. Give them a call at 244-9478. It may be too late because they
might be all booked up.
They may be booked up for the end of the year because a lot of people getting their last haircut of 2021. It's Man's Last Stronghold, the only place I've had my haircut in 14 years since moving here to Redding, California. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members. From the Timberline Heating and Air family, happy holidays.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Trish Clark and Carl Vine. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, thanks for your patience.
I'm sorry. There's a slight delay with the cell phone, Trish. Sorry.
Okay.
You're talking about new laws. So the one from earlier this year, regarding sheriff qualifications, it's 271. I don't remember if it's Assembly Bill or Senate Bill. It's 271. I thought it had died in committee. Guess what? It's set for hearing in January. So here's my opinion. The original bill is written basically removed most of the current qualifications for sheriff. Of course, the sheriff unions, et cetera, will fight this. But probably what it is so that George Soros' money, he has been putting in DAs and sheriffs throughout the country, and if this law passes and greatly reduces sheriff qualifications, it's probably not going to be a good thing, but it's set for hearing next month.
Good, that's good to know. You know, there's such a strong move across the United States for this strong sheriff proposal where sheriffs across, you know, are taking on the federal and state governments and their unconstitutional mandates, and certainly this bill is an effort to thwart that. In its, you know, they don't want these sheriffs taking their authority, which they now have under both constitutions.
Well, in California, in the last couple of decades, all the laws they passed, how many of them are actually positive for freedom, liberty, reducing taxes and regulation? Almost none. Correct?
Exactly.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. How many tax cutting measures do you see coming out of Sacramento?
None.
No.
Or yeah, ways of saving money. None. And yet we brag about this surplus we have, and then you take a look at, you know, another $1 billion thrown at the train for nowhere. I mean, no, it's hard to argue facts. Richard, thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, it's another year that's gone by, Trish.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, in my last show of the year, there's so much to, everyone is so down on this, and, oh, they're so glad this year is over. I still think that there's a lot of positive things that, that have come out. My life has been good. Shasta County has weathered this pandemic, I think, as well as any place in the United States. We've had some citizens who have risen up and helped with that. I think by and large, a lot of our businesses got back up and running. They're not abiding by the letter of the law as it stands now in the state of California.
Oh.
But on the other hand, we haven't been, I mean, you know, we're able to live our life having visited several other places in the state of California after the last few months and even back east, in the last few months.
Uh-huh.
We
have it pretty good here in Shasta County. In Shasta County,
we
do. You go to other places and it's,
we're still living our life.
Yeah, we are. And here's the other thing, and we use this as an example, just yesterday. June and Tom, my parents,
yeah.
Linda's parents, my in-laws, I think of them as my parents, 90 and 88.
Yeah.
They're on a cruise ship right now.
Yep.
They are not letting, you know, for 2020, they had all these trips they were going to make canceled. So they did one Route 66 trip this year. But now they, you know, so they're on their way down. It's the Mexican Riviera and
wonderful.
Other places. I know other people that are planning to go to the Caribbean this year. You know, the ship was only like half full when it left. So,
all the better.
All the better. So, but they're not letting the fear of this. Omicron, my friends, is much more contagious. Okay. However, it is less deadly. One person in the United States has died from Omicron, even though that 60% of the cases, according to, again, you know, statistics, are Omicron. So
I just invite everybody to really do some, get out, stop listening to CNN, stop listening to NBC, ABC, Fox, all of the news stations. Do a little private research on your own. Go online. Actually, get the statistics. Look at the matrices that they're comparing. If they say, oh, this is the we have more cases of this and blah, blah, blah. But look at the matrix that they're comparing to that they compared 3 months ago. You're going to find that people are not dying of this. Kids don't get it. The damage we've done to our children is the most serious impact
I'm glad
that the pandemic
brought that
has
up.
Had.
I wish we had another hour, but we had a guy in here talking about mental illness. They've seen more cases.
More suicides.
They've seen more cases of kids attempting suicide at Shasta Regional than they can remember. And the fact is the, and we talked about this in 2020, and here we are still talking about it, is the collateral damage it had on kids and for mental health. And people are going, oh, well, this is a real problem. Well, yeah, hello.
It's huge. And we've set this generation of children, we have set them back mentally and physically 2 years in an era where their brains are changing so quickly and their lives are changing. A lot of them are never, ever going to get this back. And this fear that permeates their lives. When you see small children afraid to talk or get close to people without a mask, and it's their whole life. I mean, take their mask off of them, they start screaming. How do you undo that impact on small children?
And the fear. The fear.
And
the other big thing is the fear. Because once you get a child fearful of something.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to get that back.
Absolutely.
Okay, I had another question here on something we spent a lot of time talking about. What do you put in your regular garbage cans now? Your dog poop? What goes in there? Plastic?
No, because you recycle it.
Well, no. What do you?
What are you going to put in your garbage?
Does the plastic goes into the blue can? Recycle.
Part of the plastic, but you can't. I mean, you can't put all of it. Like, there's.
Can you put bags in there? Yes. No, I don't know.
No, a lot of stuff that I put in, then I find out I'm not supposed to. Actually, we all need to take a good look at all of this again. I think the interesting part about what you just said is, what do you put in the garbage can? You're going to put all the geeky stuff into the green can.
Everything
you're
gonna
else. Plastic and cardboard and glass into the other can. Well, goes in the garbage can.
Yeah.
The stuff that won't go in the recycles that say don't recycle. Yeah.
I got somebody called Elevon's calling me from Knoxville.
Okay. I think the part is we're spending a whole lot of time on garbage.
But it's you know what the reason is that here's a law that it's going to change the way you do things. And if it works fine. Okay. But you can be fined for it.
And remember, they're already taking pictures in the garbage can when they load it.
Yeah, just to make sure that, you know, well, it's because people will call and complain and all that. So, nobody came by to pick up my garbage can today. I've never used that. I have never used that. I've said, I forgot. I said, I didn't get it out fast enough. And you know what? They come back. If you do it every week, I'm sure that they won't.
Yeah.
But if you do it like once every 8 years, you're okay. Enough about garbage. Trish, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I liked what Nick said earlier. May the worst day of 2021, or the best day.
Of 2021 be the worst day.
Be the worst day of 2022. Thanks,
I would just, I would invite everybody to live your life. Get rid of the fear. Key word there being live. Go out and live your life each day.
And from my chat room, one of the gifts, if I could give it to this nation, is for everybody to take a deep breath, take a step back, stop calling each other names, discuss things in a calm manner, you know, realize that you don't have all the answers for something, and as I don't, and...